In today's show, analysts say that Bitcoin's choppy price action is typical of low liquidity markets. In today's show, I'll be breaking down the latest Bitcoin technical analysis. And as Rec Capital tweeted, Bitcoin is still just consolidating inside this downtrending wedging structure. Bitcoin has been maintaining the highs of this structure relatively well for this whole of July. The breakout point of this pattern is 34,800 at this time. And as the Wolf of Wall Street, Scott Melker, points out, if Bitcoin price drops, I will buy more. If Bitcoin price goes up, I will also buy more. That is the beauty of dollar cost averaging. Good man. Also in today's show, Bitcoin Metrics sees a hell of a bounce in a move which historically heralds a Bitcoin price bottom. We're talking about the Puel multiple, which bounced from its latest rare trip into the buy zone for the fifth time in its history. As Philip Swift points out, hell of a bounce out of the green zone this week for the Puel multiple, largely down to the difficulty adjustment and increase in hash rate, will be a good sign if we see this in the hash rate continue to climb quickly as Bitcoin miners come back on board. I'll be breaking this down for you. Also in today's show, crypto whales accumulated $2.2 billion in Bitcoin this week, says on-chain analyst William Clemente. First, let's take a look at this chart representing the net growth of users or entities coming onto the Bitcoin network. The growth of new users is now reaching new all-time highs, over 50,000 new entities coming on chain a day. Also in today's show, analyst who accurately predicted Bitcoin's 50% fall updates his crypto forecast. We're talking about Guggenheim Scott Minard. He was recently interviewed and shared the following. But when we look at the history of crypto and we look at where we are, I mean, I really do believe this is probably a crash. And you know, a crash would mean we would be down 70 to 80%, which, let's just say, that's between $10,000 and $15,000 per BTC. However, do keep in mind that Scott Minard remains a long-term bull, forecasting a $400,000 to $600,000 price tag for Bitcoin in the future. Also in today's episode, Bloomberg analyst provides the blueprint of a Bitcoin path to six figures. That's right. Mike McGlone says the $100,000 mark is still pretty tame for the flagship cryptocurrency. I'll be breaking this down for you. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin, Ether, and some of the alts are back in the green. But where's the Bitcoin price likely to go next? Find out all this, plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, cryptopreneurs? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net.
And real quick, before I kick off today's show, today's episode is brought to you by our sponsor, BlockFi, where you can put your crypto to work and earn up to 8.6% APY with a BlockFi interest account. There's a special promo going on right now where you can get up to $250 as a crypto bonus for free with a deposit of $25 or more in crypto. To take advantage of this, visit my direct referral link, which is blockfi.com/cryptonewsalerts. Also like to point out that not only are there no hidden fees, they're also backed by the largest names in the industry, including Winklevoss Capital, Coinbase, Morgan Creek, as well as Fidelity. So to go ahead and take advantage of this $250 crypto bonus with a deposit of $25 or more, go ahead and visit blockfi.com/cryptonewsalerts. Once again, that's blockfi.com/cryptonewsalerts. And let's start stacking those sats, shall we?
All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. Hope you're enjoying your weekend. I'm JV. We have a lot to cover as usual, so let's dive right in. On July 9th, Bitcoin and the wider crypto market saw a moderate relief rally that helped recover some of the losses seen on Thursday, but a handful of analysts continue to caution that Bitcoin can still drop to the $24,000 to $29,000 range in the short term. Data from Cointelegraph Markets Pro and TradingView shows that the price of Bitcoin was bid higher during the monitoring trading hours on Friday and managed to climb back above 34,100, as you can see here in the Bitcoin daily chart. Now, sentiment among traders received a slight boost after the Bitcoin price reversed course and rallied back to 34,000, but the price still remains trapped between key resistance and support levels, and the lack of buy volume is still a valid concern. Tempting Beef, a synonymous trader on crypto Twitter, also pointed out that the total crypto market cap and altcoin market cap remain in a precarious position, as he shared here in this tweet. Crypto total market cap and altcoin market cap, both failing to flip their key pivots and forming lower highs. Me sad. Unless we pull it together, I expect us to just play in this range, maybe with some standouts like AXS. Could be a boring summer. Also, Ellie Lares, partner at digital asset management firm XO Alpha, also pointed out that along with the non-directional trend in Bitcoin, the market is also witnessing a decrease in trading volume that has led to more wall reversals within the range, hurting directional traders. Quoting him right here, inside this range, we are witnessing pumps and dumps with prices slowly grinding higher before being quickly slammed down, typical of low liquidity markets. And due to the high volatility, Lares sees the market participants staying on the sidelines as they wait for the Grayscale Trust to stop offloading their Bitcoins and for the Chinese regulatory crackdown to cool off. Lares also pointed to the scrutiny financial regulators all over the world are putting on Binance as a considerable problem that reduces the capacity of the market to get the capital inflow needed to break above $40,000, quoting him again here. Despite these elements already priced by the market, we continue to witness strong Bitcoin adoption by traditional asset managers looking for a good entry point to be positioned for the next leg up. Now for some good news, there are signs of support above 30,000. In fact, when we broke below 33, we quickly bounced right back to 33,500. So 33 is currently acting as a very strong support. So while it's true that the Bitcoin price fell below the weekly support level near 34,500, a pseudonymous crypto trader and analyst, Rec Capital, was quick to point out that the price found support at another established support level near 32,200, resulting in no major changes in the trend. As he shares in this tweet, Bitcoin has recently lost its 34,500 weekly support, only to drop to the immediate weekly support below. No major changes in the trend. Bitcoin is just playing musical chairs with this 2-weekly support for the time being. And checking out his most recent tweets here this morning, orange trend line is the midpoint of the blue downtrending wedge in structure. Bitcoin has been maintaining the upper half of this structure for all of July thus far. Successful retest of this level as support has preceded challenges of the blue diagonal resistance, as you can see right here in this chart. One possible bullish indicator highlighted by some analysts is the entity's net growth Bitcoin metric, which has climbed to new highs in recent weeks as the Bitcoin price languished below $40,000, as you can see here, brought to you by Glassnode Analytics. In times like this, when uncertainty prevails, the simple strategy of dollar cost averaging is one that even the most experienced traders turn to in order to decrease stress and refocus on the long-term price outlook, as Wolf of Wall Street shares here. If the Bitcoin price drops, I will buy more. If the Bitcoin price goes up, I will also buy more. That is the beauty of dollar cost averaging. He ain't telling no lies. How many of you have been taking advantage of this dip in dollar cost averaging? Let me know in the comments below. Now let's break down our next story of the day. Bitcoin metric sees a hell of a bounce and a move which historically heralds a Bitcoin price bottom. We're talking about the Puel multiple. Checking out this tweet from analyst Philip Swift, who was recently interviewed here on the show. If you missed that technical analysis session, be sure to check it out. It was really good. He wrote here, number one, hell of a bounce out of the green zone this week for the Puel multiple, largely down to the difficulty adjustment and increase in hash rate, will be a good sign if we see this and the hash rate continue to climb quickly as Bitcoin miners come back on board. Now, the Puel multiple is a deceptively simple metric which tracks miner behavior with a view to understanding Bitcoin market's extremes. It has served extremely well as an indicator when the Bitcoin price tops and bottoms are likely due, and in late June dipped into its green buy zone for only the fifth time in its history. And thanks in part to last weekend's record difficulty adjustment, Philip Swift says that Puel has now reversed upwards, and if it keeps going higher, prices should logically follow. Let's go BTC. And as Cointelegraph reported, miners returning to work after being displaced from China will create more competition and boost the Bitcoin hash rate, with difficulty climbing once again to account for the changes. Estimates vary greatly as to when the turbulence impacting mining will truly be over. Now, a reversal of the Puel would herald the definitive macro Bitcoin price floor, as trader and analyst Rec Capital recently observed. Dips into the green zone tend to be followed soon afterwards by a Bitcoin bottom. The trip into the green itself occurs while Bitcoin is still preparing to put the bottom in and does not completely line up with the price behavior. Now, how many of you feel that the Bitcoin price bottom is currently in at about 28,800? And how many of you feel we're likely to go even lower? Let me know your honest thoughts in the comments below. Now let's talk about the largest Grayscale unlocking in history. The Bitcoin price action is seeing strength as the weekend progresses, something which could nonetheless result in a reversal in line with recent short-term trends. The upcoming Grayscale unlocking events remain a topic of conversation, but opinions differ as to whether Bitcoin will be affected. This topic is the next next big narrative. Trader Mikhail van de Pop said in an update on Saturday, putting it alongside topics such as Bitcoin options expiries. He added that the negative bias is already active across the crypto markets, which may give undue credence to the unlocking as a threat to the price stability. Now, before I break down our next story of the day, crypto whales accumulated $2.2 billion in Bitcoin this week, says on-chain analyst William Clemente, as well as the analyst who accurately predicted Bitcoin's 50% fall, updates his crypto forecast, as well as Bloomberg analyst provides the blueprint of a Bitcoin path to $100,000. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. We can see Bitcoin up 3% for the day, trading above $33,800. We have Ethereum up 0.7%, trading above $2,100. We have XRP up 0.8%, trading at 62 cents. Binance Coin up 1.5%, trading at $313. Then we have Cardano, Dogecoin, Polkadot, and Chainlink in the red. All right, now let's break down our next story of the day. On-chain analyst William Clemente says the whales are once again diving into the Bitcoin markets. In his latest newsletter, Clemente notes that the number of new users on the Bitcoin network is at an all-time high. Quoting him right here, first, let's take a look at this chart representing the net growth of users or entities coming onto the Bitcoin network. The growth in new users is now reaching new all-time highs, over 50,000 new entities coming on chain per day. As you can see right here in this graph brought to you by Glassnode Analytics, Clemente says that the Bitcoin whales are once again accumulating along with retail investors. The analyst says that this trend has done nothing but accelerate this week, with whales buying about $2.2 billion worth of BTC. Clemente says that retail has been buying heavily for weeks now, but we finally got the uptick in whales that we've been waiting for. There were 17 new whales birthed on the blockchain this week, while at the same time, the overall holdings of whales increased by 65,429 BTC. Talk about massive accumulation. Clemente is also looking at the inflows and outflows of Bitcoin on exchanges. The closely followed analyst uses the Bollinger Bands, a volatility indicator that generates oversold and overbought signals. When examining the flow of Bitcoin to and from crypto exchanges, Clemente says that the indicator is flashing its first buy signal since March. Quoting him again here, using the Bollinger Bands, the signal looks at times that the coins are either moved onto exchanges heavily or pulled off exchanges heavily. This just flashed the first buy signal in over 3 months, giving you another way to see the trend reversal into accumulation, which you can see right here in this chart. Now, supporting the other on-chain bullish signals, Clemente notes that the behavior of entities scooping up Bitcoin, according to his analysis, the entities buying up Bitcoin have very little history of selling, indicating that a supply shock could be on the horizon, as I covered in a previous episode. Quoting him here, entities that have very low history of selling are continuing to absorb more coins from speculative traders. With the liquid supply ratio jumping, this force continues to grind upwards against the price. Given no capitulation event, in my humble opinion, it is a matter of when the reaccumulation process will be finished rather than if. Once the process completes, the market would experience a supply shock. Let me know if you agree or disagree with this on-chain analyst that a supply shock is in the cards for the king of all crypto here in the near future. And statistician Willy Wu, fellow on-chain analyst, confirms this analysis. He shares, the estimated user count seen on the Bitcoin blockchain is growing faster now than in any other time in its 12-year history, even during this dip. Yes, especially during this dip. And before I break down our next story of the day, the analyst who accurately predicted Bitcoin's 50% fall updates his crypto forecast, as well as Bloomberg analyst provides blueprint of a Bitcoin path to $100,000. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, sitting just under $1.4 trillion with $69.5 billion in volume in the past 24 hours, with the current Bitcoin dominance at 45.4%, with the Ether dominance at 17.6%. Now, checking out the top gainers within the top 100, we have AXS up about 50% for the day and 168% for the week, trading at 18 bucks. We have Flow up 41% for the day and 74% for the week, trading at $17.58. And Decentraland up 18% for the day and 33% for the week, trading at 73 cents. Now, checking out one of my favorite indicators is the Crypto Greed and Fear Index. Shows we're currently rated a 20 in extreme fear, and last month a 21 in extreme fear. So we've been stuck here for quite some time. And if you're not familiar with the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, extreme fear can be a sign investors are too worried. That can be a great buying opportunity, like we're witnessing right now. BTFD all freaking day. And when investors are getting too greedy, that means the market is due for a correction. All right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Chief Investment Officer and founder of Guggenheim Partners, Scott Minard, who notably called Bitcoin's 50% collapse, suggests that Bitcoin's correction might not yet be over. In a recent CNBC interview, Minard reflects on his initial prediction, saying that he thought a pullback was likely given the crypto market's parabolic rise over the past year. Quoting him here, Bitcoin and other cryptos have plainly just gone parabolic, and parabolic markets are impossible to sustain, so a normal correction or sell-off would be 40 to 50%. And although Minard's prediction was correct, he believes the top crypto assets' quick fall indicates that Bitcoin is still at risk of dropping another leg despite falling over 50% from its all-time high of nearly 65,000. Quoting him again here, when we look at the history of crypto and we look at where we are, I mean, I really do believe this is probably a crash. And you know, a crash would mean we go down 70 to 80%, which, let's just say, that's between $10,000 and $15,000. Now, a drop to the $10,000 to $15,000 range would entail another 55 to 70% correction from Bitcoin's current price of $33,500. I want to personally go on the record and share, I do not feel this is likely to happen, that the Bitcoin price would drop this low. I feel this is nothing more than a pipe dream, but as the Wolf of Wall Street points out, if the Bitcoin price drops, I'll just buy some more and dollar cost average. It is what it is. And in April, the CIO accurately predicted that Bitcoin would drop 50%. Despite the bearish sentiment in the crypto markets, Minard remains a long-term bull, forecasting a $400,000 to $600,000 price tag for Bitcoin in the future. Let me know if you agree or disagree with his long-term forecast of a $400,000 to $600,000 Bitcoin price, and I'll include this interview in the show notes below the video in the description for you to check out and reference for yourself. And before I break down our final story of the day, Bloomberg Analyst provides the blueprint of a Bitcoin path to $100,000. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for a detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 830 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. Also, some very helpful resources for you to plug into, including my daily letter, which goes out to over 30,000 subscribers every single day. Also, have a blog I update daily. Also, be sure to smash that subscribe button right below this video in the description to receive daily premium crypto news alerts every single day, including weekends just like this. You can also find me on all the major podcasts and platforms, from Spotify, the home of the Joe Rogan Experience, to Apple's iTunes and Google Play. You can also follow me on Twitter, Facebook, Telegram, and TikTok, so be sure to follow me there. All right, now let's break down our final story of the day. Bitcoin price predictions have been a hot topic for a while now, especially here on the channel, right? Bloomberg analyst Mike McGlone believes that the Bitcoin price hitting six figures is tied to the asset following Ethereum. This came in the monthly crypto newsletter sent out by Bloomberg Crypto Outlook. McGlone commented on the performance of Ethereum, putting it as the top market leader so far since this bull market began. Ethereum has consistently outperformed Bitcoin in the market in recent years. Now, Bitcoin comes with countless merit as a decentralized coin. These add up to the reasons why a $100,000 price might not be outrageous prediction for the king crypto, given the massive run-up this year. There's no telling where the next run-up will end. That's right. Is $100,000 tame for the Bitcoin price? Let me know your honest thoughts in the comments below. In the newsletter, McGlone highlights the potential for Bitcoin, stating that $100,000 mark is still pretty tame for the flagship crypto. Based on its history, a bottom line for Bitcoin in 2021 is that the price advanced to May 24th is a round error. McGlone said the 2020 halving came amid unprecedented global fiscal and monetary stimulus, along with institutions tilting towards Bitcoin allocations. And continuing on, he highlighted the possibilities of Bitcoin becoming a major value reserve for financial markets at large. Bitcoin has no doubt shown tremendous promise in its ability to be a store of value for both individuals and institutions alike. And talking on this, the Bloomberg analyst shared the chance that the crypto becomes a digital reserve asset and stays the course it's charted over most of the past decade is increasingly outweighing the loss of a small portion of a portfolio, with Bitcoin becoming stronger, greener, courtesy of the China mining crackdowns and less extended. This proves to be a likely path towards $100,000. The newsletter cited that the asset's correction in April was due to excessive energy use, and this shows the strength of Bitcoin, which is the world's largest decentralized network, confirming that the actions of China on crypto mining have only shown the benefits of Bitcoin, and now miners have set their sights on using renewable energy for their mining operations. Bitcoin so far has shown a strong, solid foundation for 2021. This is part of the reason why the Bitcoin price has held up so well, despite losing over 50% of its value in the past couple of months. Using Bitcoin's history to date, McGlone said in the newsletter that this history points towards the digital asset moving higher in 2021 quite sharply, and the data on the chart seems to back this up. Bitcoin's declining supply is also a huge factor in this increase in price that looms on the charts. Bitcoin's scarcity model makes sure that with each Bitcoin mine, the coins are more valuable than ever. Cash capped at 21 million. There will be no more Bitcoin once that last Bitcoin is mined in about 120 years from now. And with institutional players coming into the market and buying up large numbers of coins at the time where demand will be higher than supply is fastly approaching. Coins being bought and taken to holding wallets means fewer coins available for buyers and traders. And let's not forget about the halvings, which occur every 4 years, which adds to this already boosted Bitcoin train. Halvings are when rewards for Bitcoin mining are cut in half. The latest halving, which occurred last year in 2020, has left Bitcoin mining rewards at 6.25 per block. And by the next halving in 2024, the Bitcoin's reward per block will be 3.125. And a combination of these factors might just be the push that Bitcoin needs to finally break above $100,000. So when you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to break this six-figure mark, let me know in the comments right down below. Well, that's going to conclude today's show. And real quick, before I go, today's episode is brought to you by our sponsor, BlockFi, where you can put your crypto to work and earn up to 8.6% APY with a BlockFi interest account. There's a special promo going on right now where you can get up to $250 as a crypto bonus for free with a deposit of $25 or more in crypto. To take advantage of this, visit my direct referral link, which is blockfi.com/crypto news alerts. Also like to point out that not only are there no hidden fees, they're also backed by the largest names in the industry, including Winklevoss Capital, Coinbase, Morgan Creek, as well as Fidelity. So to go ahead and take advantage of this $250 crypto bonus with a deposit of $25 or more, go ahead and visit blockfi.com/crypto news alerts. Once again, that's blockfi.com/crypto news alerts. And let's start stacking those sats, shall we?